Hi again, welcome to Telesales and Prospecting Success. I'm Art Subcheck. I want to talk about how to avoid being a lost traveler on follow-up calls. That term came out when I was doing a training session with the group, and we were discussing some of the opening statements that are destined to invite indifference or resistance. And those include starting out with, I just wanted to check in with you, or just wanted to see if you received my literature, or want to see if you have any questions. Well, one of our participants talked about one of his pet peeves, and he calls it the lost traveler or the compass opening. And it goes like this. I'm just following up with you to see where we are. The lost traveler. Sure, this opening states the caller's intention for the call, determining if the prospect has moved since the last contact, but it's all salesperson focused and it's reactive, meaning that there's nothing new or of value for the listener and asks if anything has been done instead of guiding the prospect or customer into a productive conversation. Well, I've talked about this issue many times, and our follow-up call, of course, needs to be based upon an objective for this call. When you think about it logically, there must have been some reason why you've agreed to follow up, right? If not, this might be a sign you're getting the brush off from lots of people, causing you to waste time chasing shadows. For example, if somebody says, well, just call me back in about 6 weeks. Here are some good reasons for following up. Let's see. Well, maybe they were going to do something between the last call and the scheduled follow-up that would make this call worthwhile. Or perhaps there's a future event that would take place that would make the follow-up call more appropriate, such as a new budget year beginning. The opening for this call needs to bring them into a conversation that readdresses the hot points that fueled their interest on the last call and also serves to move the process closer to the ultimate action you're seeking, which of course would be the sale. So let's go through the good follow-up opening statement format. Step one is the identification. And the less familiar you are, the more formality you need in the opening. So if you've only spoken once, I suggest using your first and last names and your company name. If you're well acquainted, well, you be the judge as to what sounds appropriate here. Maybe just your first name and company. Step two is the bridge. You want to bring them back to the point that they were emotionally when you ended the last call. You often need to remind them of their interest and the previous call. For example, you might say, hi, this is Art Subcheck with Business by Phone. I'm calling to continue our conversation from 2 weeks ago, or I'd like to pick up where we left off a week ago. Then you need to mention what their main interest was. Where we went through the savings that you felt you'd show with internal management of your... And then finally, step three is the agenda for this call. This part is where you get proactive. You might say something like, I'd like to go through the material I sent you to point out the specific cost-cutting features that apply specifically to your department. Other proactive words and phrases include, I'd like to discuss the ways we've identified to help you cut down on the time that you're now spending on. Remember, use proactive words and phrases such as analyze or cover, review, and walk through. Oh, and also include something extra. Bring something new to the table, some value-added reason for this call beyond what was covered last time. This way, if their interest has waned since the last contact, or if they didn't follow through with what they said they're going to do, which happens quite often, right? You still have a basis for continuing this contact. For example, and I also did some research and came up with a few other examples of something that you showed some interest in last time that we spoke. I'd like to go through those with you. All right, so again, the format, identification, bridge, and set the agenda for this call, which is proactive. Follow these steps and you will avoid being a lost traveler where you say, I'm just following up to see where we are. Until next time, I'm Art Subcheck.